Millennium.
Hey, is Eglian?
Who's calling?
This is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff.
From where?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Is this for a quote that we asked you for, or?
No. We were trying to put some financing in place for your guys' customers, getting like commercial financing for the equipment that you guys sell.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember. Yes.
Oh, yeah, is this Eglie?
Yeah, this is Eglie.
Oh yeah. How did that conversation go with your boss? He said you were going to talk to him, see if this is something you guys want to go through with, and how it can help the business out. It said he was kind of interested in it, so I just wanted to touch base with you. I haven't heard back in a little while.
The only thing is that you guys don't do the financing outside the United States, and that's where we mainly sell.
Okay. How are you guys' sales within the United States? Is it kind of a little slower than mainly out of the United States?
Well, we have always been more, towards exporting, either parts or equipment.
Right. So I gotta ask: are these customers, are they registered as U.S. companies, or are they registered as international companies? Like, are they not based in the U.S. and then they have operations in other countries?
Yeah, they are based in other countries. Yeah.
Okay. And you say that most of your customers come from out of the United States. How many? What percentage do you think comes from the United States?
None.
None.
Because do you know what happens if you live here? Then you go to the auctions and you buy the machine, you inspect it. It's easier. If you live here, you have access, you speak the language. But when people come from other countries, they speak Spanish mostly, mostly Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Then if they go to an auction, they are not going to understand anything. Because even if you move something, then they think you are bidding.
They don't want to go to something that they're not going to technically understand what they're going to be bidding on,
Exactly. So sometimes it's easier for people that don't speak the language to buy from exporters. So we just sold one to Curaçao. I don't know what type of machine, because I'm not involved in that. I'm just in accounting.
Mm-hmm.
But you see that person came from Curaçao and he was looking for a specific machine, and we sold it to him.
I got it. So you guys technically just work, it looks like most of the work comes from out of the country.
Yes, most of the work, yes.
So that's interesting.
If you're a contractor and you are looking for a machine, you're not going to look for us, because we are going to charge you a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
These people have mechanics that work with them, and they send them to the auctions. Or if you find something online that you like, then you send your mechanic, or you ask, the company that has the machine to send you a report. Like what we do, but we do it to have it in stock or for a specific customer that is coming from outside. But if you are here and you have your company here and you need machine, you do it yourself, or you have maybe a department inside your company that does that.
Right. So it's interesting, out of curiosity, why are you guys headquartered out there in Miami then, if most of the work comes from, out of the country? Was it just a move, like a strategic move, as a good location?
Miami, everybody comes to Miami from South America, Central America, because a lot of people speak Spanish. And the climate is, it's like mostly like the Central America is not as cold as other places in the United States, and it's very close. In 3 hours, you are here from Caracas, or a little bit more from Bogota, from the Caribbean, it's even closer.
Oh, okay, all right, that makes sense. And just kind of positioning your guys' business in a place and in a location that would, I guess, benefit from everywhere, essentially. Right, of course, that you guys are headquartered there, and everybody can just essentially meet you there if they're looking for a piece of equipment, and then you guys can export it out. Those export costs, they must be pretty high then, I would imagine.
Did you know what? I'm not involved in the shipping, but we work with some companies that they pick up the machines, and the prices are competitive.
Right, right, yeah.
We try to give the customer a competitive price in the shipping. Even if we can make some money out of it, we will. But if it's right there, and the most important is to choose somebody that is reliable.
Oh, of course, of course, and that
remember,
reflects.
To go inside the port, they have to have all their papers. You know, nobody can go inside the port if it is not authorized. So you have to be careful who is going to transfer the machine.
Of course.
Choose the company that is going to take it to the port.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through logistics office.
So do you guys do any transportation yourselves? If do they hire you for that?
We have another company that does more local,
mm-hmm.
local in the United States.
Is this like a sister company, or is it
sister company that they transport machines, mostly machinery, from one point to another?
Okay. Okay. That's interesting. Yeah, no, I mean, of course, it would be nice to see if there's something that we can do. Let me ask one of my senior members a quick question just to see if it's a possibility in which we can help out in regards to getting financing in place for your other customers. Give me 1 second here. Let me just ask a quick question. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Junio llegan las cajas de Caterpillar, Mirta. ¿Te acuerdas lo que compró Robert en Las Vegas? Supuestamente llegan hoy. Aquí dice que out for delivery.
Okay, Egli, yeah, so I just asked one of my senior members, yeah, they still have to be headquartered in the United States, like registered. Yeah, you know, and I wish you had quite a few more customers that were headquartered in the United States so that we can help out, but you still do have my contact information on file, right?
Yeah.
So if the, you know, anything ever runs, I guess if you ever run into the situation where you do have, somebody who's in the United States, who's registered within the United States, like a company that is looking to do financing for your equipment, send them my way. I would like to see if we can get them, you know, qualified and get some money going and get the funds right into your account. We pay you guys up front, so there's no, you know, hassle there. We pay you up front, then the customer starts paying us. And in regards, you know, I just out of curiosity, in regards to your sister company, do you guys ever bring on new equipment, like to move those? Do you guys, you know, ever look to add on new trucks or trailers that?
No, we don't. We don't have the trucks or trailer. What we do, we have a person that he bids online,
mm-hmm.
to get the
job.
Yes, and in that place you choose, you know, you find the best price to take that specific machinery or anything,
mm-hmm.
or tires or whatever, a cargo.
Mm-hmm.
From one point to another, so he looks for the best price in different. I'm not really sure how they do it, but I know they bid and they look the different transport companies.
Yeah.
They have these different prices, and he chooses the one that
fits best for him, essentially.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So the sister company is essentially you guys put the job out there, and then you have, I guess, contract workers bid on it, and then if they, you know, bid on the job and they get the job, then they do the transportation for you guys.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. That's an interesting concept, actually. I've never seen that put in place, because I know most of the bidding in either construction, you know, industry is put on projects itself, not on transportation, so that's kind of cool. I never knew that.
Yeah, you'd be online, I don't know.
Could have just worked itself out from there.
Yeah,
okay. Well, Egli, you know, just don't forget, we also have your the business, Millennium itself approved for equipment financing and working capital. So if you guys ever needed some extra cash to purchase your inventory, to purchase the equipment that you guys sell, we can get you some extra cash on hand. Is that something you still would possibly be interested in?
Did you know what? Send me another email. Do you have my email address?
Let me check again just to clarify with you here. It's just I have r-e@mmpas.com.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, so essentially what the other program is, the working capital program, it's unsecured.
Okay,
send
me that one because I thought we were talking just about the equipment and to refresh my memory, so I thought I'll talk to Robert about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So let me just give you a quick rundown, just to kind of remind you. So the business itself was pre-approved already because of your guys' borrowing history with, let's see here, with GE way back in 2009. We were able to get you pre-approved with us for equipment financing and working capital. And have you ever heard of working capital?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so yeah, essentially, you know, it's a short-term loan. It's used for the either cash flow, inventory, whatever, you know, the business sees it fit because it's an unsecured cash loan. So a lot of the time when I deal with equipment wholesalers, they use it to purchase equipment themselves, purchase their inventory, and then resell it so that they get, you know, their sales. They have a higher inventory turnover. Or if you're looking, you know, a lot of the times I actually helped out a guy out in Ohio. He does tractor sales. So what happens is, this is probably the same case for you, but he buys around 12 tractors, so a dozen tractors, and he gets them at a discount price. And of course, that's going to run him a pretty penny. Then he doesn't want to have that money out of pocket immediately. So he comes to us, we get him the loan to make that type of purchase. He gets a nice return on investment, pays off the loan, and has a tremendous amount of money made on top of that. So essentially that's, you know, what these loans are designed for. But I'll shoot you over that email again in regards to the original, I guess you can say, offer. And if something does come up when you talk to Robert about, you know, needing some extra cash on hand to make these types of purchases rather than using your own guys' cash flow, give me a call. I'm sure that we can work something out and help you guys.
Perfect.
All right, Egley. It was good catching up with you. I'm glad we, you know, sorted everything out and have some other options on the table for you here.
Cool. I'll look it up.
All right. Appreciate it, Egley. You take care and have a good weekend.
You too, sir. Likewise.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.